Thank you for joining us live from Washington. I'm Sandra Nyairam.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 154.55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Women's Assembly of the MDC formation of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai says police should fully investigate, arrest and prosecute perpetrators of gender-based violence and child abusers.
In the police, we should have professionalism. People are just up for bribes all the time in all cases. And such cases like rape and human abuse, we cannot tolerate such things because somebody would have lost dignity.
Lawyers fear delays in aligning over 280 pieces of legislation with the country's new constitution could cause havoc in the judiciary system.
And many Zimbabweans struggle to access cash to buy goods as the festive season fast approaches.
The Women's Assembly of the Movement for Democratic Change Formation, led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, says the police should fully investigate, arrest and prosecute perpetrators of gender-based violence and child abusers, noting these heinous crimes are on the rise in Zimbabwe. In a statement to mark 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, the Women's Assembly said courts and the police should be highly professional in order to tackle cases of women and child rape, domestic violence and child abuse. The Assembly noted with grave concern the increase in cases of gender violence, women rape and child abuse, saying this is fueled by economic challenges facing most Zimbabweans. It said indications are that at least 15 women are raped daily in Zimbabwe. Reacting to the Assembly's calls for professionalism in the country's courts and by the police, Harare-based housewife Lindiwe Nyoni tells the Studio 7's Gibbs Dube that most perpetrators are still on the streets because of corruption within the police force.
In the police, we should have professionalism. People are just up for bribes all the time in all cases. And such cases like rape and human abuse, we cannot tolerate such things because somebody would have lost dignity through that and also confidence in herself. We can't appreciate people going around bribing in such cases. We really need seriousness, especially in those issues.
Now, what discourages women from reporting some of these cases?
They will not go anywhere, never, ever. The other party will be at fault, will simply go to the police and bribe or give a false statement. They don't act seriously. Even in the offices, when you get there, maybe they won't have pay or something. They won't even listen to you or take you seriously.
And what happens to some of these cases? Do they just fall off like that?
They just fall off like that. Some people don't make follow-ups on them.
That was Lindiwe Nyoni, a Harare-based housewife, speaking to Studio 7 from Zibarasekwa Sebab.